Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tortoise. More of the same is different. In February, I set out a few expectations for 2024 built around that idea. The idea that the continuation of things can creep up on you, and then before you know it, more of the same makes for a world that's markedly different. In the past week, there have been a couple of dramatic announcements on military spending, the $61 billion in US assistance to Ukraine, the UK's commitment to nudge up its defence spending to 2.5% of GDP. But then, put those announcements in the context of a decade of rearmament. SIPRI, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, reported this week that military spending worldwide has increased every year since 2014. Governments globally spend nearly $2.5 trillion on weapons and defence. In fact, military spending per capita is the highest that it's been since 1990 and the end of the Cold War. More of the same surely accumulates over time into something different when it comes to national security. I'm James Harding, I'm the editor of Tortoise, and I can't claim that I'd be much help in a pub quiz when the questions turn to military procurement. But I do have questions. In this week's editor's voicemail, I want to point out that this gradual military build-up surely amounts to a step change, and to ask, what might it mean? This seems a seriously under-asked question, even as conflicts dominate the news. Because military spending is so very uneven. Take Africa. It's the one continent where military spending hasn't risen that much in a decade. In fact, in sub-Saharan Africa, it's fallen significantly. But the DRC's military spending doubled last year. South Sudan's was up nearly 80%. Surely a signal of more trouble ahead, not least in the DRC's simmering war with Rwanda. The US accounts for 37% of global military spending. China, 12%. No other country is even close to double figures. Russia's 4.5%, India's 3.4%, Saudi Arabia 3.1%. It's not just that the US spends three times more than China, more in fact than the next 10 countries combined. It's that it's shifted so much of its spending into R&D, which has increased 10% in real terms in a decade. So for all the talk of a multipolar world, there is only one military superpower, the US. And notwithstanding the rise of India and the menace of Vladimir Putin's Russia, there's only one meaningful military rivalry, the US and China. And there's obviously a question, too, of what this might mean for NATO, not just the West and the rest, but within the NATO alliance itself. Countries such as Germany and Poland are rearming significantly. Others like Canada, Italy and Spain count for less. 6 years ago, Kishore Mahbubani, the great Singaporean diplomat, asked the question, has the West lost it? It was, as he put it, a provocation. The gradual, lopsided global rearmament suggests there's an answer. No, the West still got it. But on the back of Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria and Ukraine, one of the reasons the world feels so precarious is that the US itself is so unclear about when and why the West will use it. Hovering behind those questions, of course, is the shredded thinking about the nuclear deterrent. The world's current wars seem to me to pose some very awkward questions. Would Russia have invaded if Ukraine still had nuclear weapons? And if not, then would other countries heed the lesson and go nuclear? Would Iran's attacks on Israel be different if Israel didn't have a nuclear weapon? And likewise, won't other countries take note? How much has the West's reluctance to use conventional weapons to disable Russian forces been a result of Putin's willingness to threaten nuclear retaliation? In other words, rather than preventing military aggression, doesn't a nuclear weapon enable it? And what hope is there of further nuclear disarmament now? British politics has not spent much time or energy on national security for more than a decade. Brexit, COVID, the NHS, cost of living have all dominated. But things are changing. There's an assumption that future UK-EU cooperation will focus first on security. There's also a sense, a gathering sense, that Britain isn't great, to revisit that old Cameron slogan, but that Britain is weak. Rishi Sunak's casual commitment to increase military spending last week was an acknowledgement of that, and Labour appears to agree. 2% spending on national security is now generally seen as not enough. Sunak says it needs to be 2.5%. Others say that that's not enough either. It needs to be 3%. But what we don't seem to debate is, for what kind of wars? What kind of army? A big change has crept up on us, but without debate, the consensus seems to have shifted. And no doubt, I should say, we're in for a run of stories now scrutinising muddled Ministry of Defence procurement. More of the same is different. A couple of months ago, I said interest rates would be higher for longer, and then, as a result of that, cost of borrowing and the burden of debt would weigh on businesses, people and governments. That Saudi Arabia's wealth was nothing new, but its explicit use of financial power was making Riyadh a go-to capital for countries and companies alike. And that Benjamin Netanyahu's long military campaign in Gaza was straining the unity of the global Jewish community after October the 7th. The point is, things catch up with us. Surely we're witnessing that in national security and defence too. We're witnessing a new age of rearmament, a meaningful change in the map of military muscle, and with it, global power and vulnerability. Have a very good weekend. All the best, James.
Tortoise. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.